Okay. Council will come back to order, please. Folks, thanks for coming, but feel free to take your conversation back into the quarter. And we're going to resume our work that began with the 2 o'clock time certain. And we're shifting now to the code reconciliation project. Run of show, would Eric Engstrom and Barry Manning please come forward? Gentlemen, my understanding is that staff has submitted substitute ordinances and exhibits that incorporate the amendments City Council moved and considered during prior deliberations on March 21st and April 11th. Is that correct?
I need to read the titles.
Carla, I'm going to get it right someday, so go ahead.
398, amend zoning regulations to implement the 2035 comprehensive plan through the code reconciliation project. And 399, amend tree, noise, and sign regulations to effectively implement Portland City Code through the code reconciliation project.
Thank you, Carla. Again, my understanding, gentlemen, is that staff has submitted substitute ordinances and exhibits that incorporate the amendments City Council moved and considered during prior deliberations on March 21st and April 11th. Is that correct?
Barry Manning, Planning and Sustainability staff. Yes, that is correct. Thanks for having us here today again. We did submit substitute ordinances for both items 398 and 399.
So, Barry, would you review those ordinances with us?
Sure. Item 398, which is the Title 33 ordinance. Carla, can you confirm that? Is that correct?
I'm sorry, Barry.
Item 398 is Title 33. Is that correct?
398 is 33.
Yes, 33. So item 398 is Title 33, and that includes a package of amendments to the zoning code, pretty thick package, that we submitted in as an exhibit to the substitute ordinance that we submitted this week to you. And item 399 is a substitute ordinance for amendments to Title 11, which is the tree code, 18, which is the noise code, and Title 32, which is the sign code, which we submitted earlier this week, that include amendments to those titles as well. And if you recall, if I can go back to what council did considered before, on 321 we held a public hearing and staff had submitted a memo that included several proposed amendments that we wanted council to consider and include in that package, and you did so at that point in time. We returned to City Council on April 11th. Council deliberated on the recommended draft and moved to include some additional amendments that were also described in a staff memo dated April 10th. Those included several staff recommendations and one amendment package of a couple of amendments that were sponsored by Commissioner Fritz. As you recall, that amendment, which was the most substantive of the amendments, was the decision to retain the buffer overlay zone, particularly as it applied to employment and industrial interfaces with residential zones. You received quite a bit of testimony about that, over 60 signatures on a petition or individual emails. So the amendments from both of those memos, the one on March 23rd and the one on April 10th, are now incorporated in these as amended documents, and they are referenced as exhibits in the substitute ordinances that we submitted this week. And so what BPS is asking City Council to do is accept these substitute ordinances and pass these on to vote on them today, and then pass them on to second reading on May 24th so that we can sync up all of the final decisions on code reconciliation and the map refinement and everything else with the comprehensive plan implementation. So I have in my notes that I should remind you that the two ordinances that you have in front of you today for Title 33 and Title 32, 11, and 18 are both crafted as emergency ordinances. So the idea would be on the 24th of May, they would become effective immediately upon your second reading and vote on them.
Very good. So, colleagues, we have a little business to take care of. I'd like to begin with item 398 and ask if I can get a motion on the first substitute ordinance.
I would move the substitute ordinance.
Second.
It's been moved and second. Any further discussion? Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye. The substitute ordinance is adopted. and moves to a second and final reading on May 24th. Colleagues, can I get a motion and second on the next substitute ordinance, item 399?
I move the substitute ordinance.
Second.
It's been moved in second. Any further discussion? Carla, would you please call the roll?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, if people have been watching all afternoon and thought that the code map project was complicated, I suggest they have not looked into this particular one. And Barry Manning, I am known for my attention to detail. You are the master. Absolutely incredible work on all of these amendments. And just to be clear with everybody at home, we are taking off the buffer zone amendments, which caused the most of the concern, and then reconciling the tree noise and sign codes as well. And again, Barry, absolutely fantastic job. Thank you. Aye.
I'd like to thank you, but also acknowledge that we had many other staff, including our very adept code editor, Shannon Buno, and other folks working on this diligently. So I want to recognize them.
Thank you. I would actually amend that. You have an amazing team. And Eric Amstrom, thank you, because it clearly took an army to do this. Thank
and
you.
Some credit, I think, goes to BDS staff who've been watching this carefully, too, and noting some issues.
They've been a partner with us all along.
Very nice.
Fish.
Aye. Okay, we have now substitute ordinances in place, and these items have been moved on to a second reading on May 24th, 2018. Eric and Barry, is there anything else for us to take up today?
I think that's it. I'm just going to look over at Lauren. Do we have everything covered that we need to do procedurally to?
Do we have a time certain for May 24th?
2 p.m.
Yeah.
So we have a time certain on May 24th where we'll actually be voting on the substitute ordinances. The two that we've just moved to May 24th, and next week, Wednesday afternoon, we will take up the third substitute, which will then also move to May 24th. Council, that concludes our business for this topic, and we are adjourned.
Well done, Nick. That was quite the process.
I think I screwed everything up. I don't know anything that I got right.